up in where the hell, and looked around the room. Someone's clothes and whatever those are, wondering what to do. Who is going to bring me coffee or wring my neck for good? I really didn't know for sure what was coming through the door. Close my eyes and hit rewind, but the aiming was erased. Liquidated, evaporated in a foggy haze. I better think fast, grab my jeans and crawl out of that window. Got out of bed and realized that I was 20 stories high. Then the sun found the sky, it rose so glorious that I nearly hung my eyes in shame. Wrapped me up in golden light, I could swear it whispered nice. You just climbed down these luminescent rays. Slung my legs over the sill and reached for God knows what. Said a prayer to whoever's there when I heard someone shout, "Don't go yet, I made you breakfast, eggs and last night's fries." And you may not have realized that you were 20 stories high.
That was 20 Stories High from the album Citizen Alien, just released by Leaf Rapids on the Coates Records label a few weeks ago. They're a husband and wife, folk roots and pop duo from Winnipeg, whose music features crystal vocals and haunting stories. I spoke with vocalist Carrie Latimer over Skype. Carrie, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Tell me a little about your musical history. Have you been singing ever since you were a child?
Oh, yes. How did you know? Apparently, I've been singing, right from the get-go. I just love it.
Your husband, Devin, is also in Leaf Rapids. Which came first for the two of you, your romantic collaboration or your musical one?
Oh, let's see. Actually, our romantic collaboration. And he began playing bass after he met me.
You're such an evocative lyricist. How do you tend to approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
It's probably about half and half, I would say. I'll just have things running through my brain, and then they seem to be getting deciphered in a section of my brain that isn't at a conscious level, and then it'll come to me often kind of formed in a song. So maybe they come together actually a lot of the time. And then I try to stay out of the way as much as I can. So I'm trying to maybe push the theme into a more positive area because I seem to dwell in the darkness. but I try to stay out of the way of it a little bit because I feel like I'm deciphering the world that way and a little more honestly Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You released your debut album in 2015 and just released your sophomore album, Citizen Alien, a couple of weeks ago. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer record?
I know that we've tried to be a little more intimate with this one, and that's sort of where my comfort zone is, I think. And so we recorded quite a lot of it in our own home studio first before going into work with Rusty Mattias at Paintbox Studio. So by the time we got to the big studio, I had my vocals done, which is always the stressful part for me, because when I get into a big studio and the excitement of the situation makes me sing differently, and I try to be better, or I try to rise to the occasion, but often I lose that intimate quality of the original intent of the song. So we thought we'd go in this time with the vocals being done in a quieter environment and flesh everything out around that, and I really loved that experience.
Is there a theme to the songs in the new collection?
I think I was exploring our family history a lot, because I've been really fascinated with, I think as I'm getting older, just how our ancestors came to Canada and what their experiences were at the beginning. For instance, my great-grandmother was a mail order bride from Japan, and I wouldn't have known all of these things if I didn't start asking all these questions for this research project. So, and now it's sort of spiraling into, it's just amazing once you start looking into your own family history, what kind of crazy situations people were in. You probably know this for your own family.
I do. I bet everyone listening does too.
Yeah, which is also rewarding on another level, just hearing other people's stories. And this would inspire people sometimes to share their stories with me. And it's all also fascinating.
You had some wonderful musicians work with you on this record. Tell me about the artists who contributed.
Yeah, oh, we're so lucky to be living in Winnipeg. Alexa Dirk from Begonia is singing on it, as well as Grant Davison, who has a project, Slow Leaves, and JP Ho sang some backups, and Rusty Mattias, I keep pronouncing his name wrong, he produced this record actually called Middle of Nowhere with all of those people I just mentioned, and that was how I knew what a great combination it would be to work with all of these people again. And we just love each other so much, and Winnipeg is a great community where there doesn't seem to be competition here. Everybody just wants to collaborate, and so we have access to the most amazing musicians. And Chris Dunn plays guitar with Ridley Bent, and Joanna Miller plays drums with pretty much everybody, and they'll be touring with us this summer too, those two. And yeah, it's just, I feel so lucky to know these people.
You also used a unique instrument, and one that's not necessarily familiar to everybody, as an element of your music. Tell me about the theremin.
The theremin is my love. It's this crazy instrument invented in Russia in the early 1920s by this man named Leon Theremin. And it works by interrupting electromagnetic frequencies, so you don't actually touch the instrument while you're playing it. You're just shifting electromagnetic waves in the air with your hands, so you look a bit like a sorceress while you're playing, and you really rely on your instincts and your pitch, hearing to play it. There are no frets or any markings to know what note you're playing, so it's this very intuitive instrument, so hard to describe, but I would definitely recommend looking it up online, and even the inventor has such a fascinating life story, so I've become a little obsessed with the theremin.
It has such an interesting and, I don't know, ethereal kind of eerie sound to it.
Yeah, it sounds like a voice almost, and I think because I love singing so much, I just connected with it right away, but it took a long time to coax a melody out of it. It's been frustrating at first.
You have a wonderful video on YouTube for your song, Dear Sister, which was the lead single. What was your inspiration for that song?
That was inspired by a friend of mine who told me about when she became pregnant as a teenager and was shunned from her community. And often it's just the woman that would sort of be left to leave, but her whole family stuck with her and they all left that community. But even in a situation where you wouldn't be shunned officially, it's, you know, if as a, this is so topical right now too, if as a, I just remember that feeling of thinking you were pregnant as a teenager and how horrible it felt and knowing your whole life would change and there would be shame. And so I tried to write about that in a more personal way.
Tell me about the making of the video.
We weren't really sure how to do a video for it. And then we have this beautiful piano in our house and somebody was singing along and we thought, oh, it'd be so great to have a whole bunch of people in front of their pianos because it's a sort of a dying musical instrument. It's really hard in Winnipeg, I know, at least, to even give away a piano. These gorgeous instruments, and they're just so big, and people are dialing back, I guess, and scaling down. And so we just thought, well, before they all go into the dump, let's capture a bunch of people's beloved pianos and get them to sing along, and maybe it'll travel on social media, which it did. It was really fun. It was so fun to get everybody's clips of themselves singing. I had so much fun.
Oh, where will you go, dear sister? They said to get your suitcase packed. It is splitting at the seams. It is splitting at the seams.